Hachette Audio presents Defy the Stars, written by Claudia Gray, read by Casey Lee Heisinger and Nate Beagle. For my parents. Chapter 1. In 3 weeks, Noemi Vidal will die. Here, in this very place. Today is just practice. Noemi wants to pray like the other soldiers she hears around her. The soft ebb and swell of their whispers sound like waves against the shore. Zero-G even makes it look as if they're underwater. Their hair fanning out from their heads, their booted feet swaying out from their launch harnesses as if caught by the tide. Only the dark star field outside the few small windows reveals how far they are from home. The troops around her share a mix of faiths. Most of the people of the book are seated close together. The Jews clasp hands with one another. The Muslims have been seated in one corner to better pray toward the distant dot in the sky where Mecca lies. Like the other members of the Second Catholic Church, Noemi has her rosary beads in hand, the small stone-carved crucifix floating near her face. She clutches it tighter and wishes she didn't feel so hollow inside, so small, so desperate for the life she's already given up. Every single one of them volunteered, but none of them is truly ready to die. Inside the troop ship, the air is electrified with terrible purpose. 20 days, Noemi reminds herself. I have 20 days left. It's not much comfort to cling to, so she looks across the row at her best friend, one of the non-combatants, who is here only to map potential trajectories for the Masada run, not to die in the process. Esther Gatt.